The raging wildfire jumped across established fire lines Thursday to burn 80 acres near the village.
A local storm came in, apparently kind of from the northeast, with some wind, a little squall, and caused a breakout there toward the village. Air tanker retardant drop and smoke jumpers went in late yesterday and were able to catch the outbreak.
Francis Mitchell is a public information officer with the Division of Forestry. He says fire officials sent in 3 loads of retardant and 300 buckets of water. The fire did not cross the Stony River, which is protecting the community of 29 from the over 78,000-acre fire. Flames grew as high as 40 feet as they devoured black spruce trees. Thanks to the storm, the blaze showed extreme fire behavior like backing. That means running against the wind or downhill. Over 50 hotshot firefighters are on scene as the fire enters its fourth week.
They were feeling pretty confident of it being safe. There was a little bit of a panic with this breakout, of course, but I don't think there's an alarm at this point. It's mainly to keep it where it is.
One of the hotshot crews, the Midnight Suns, will move east to build a contingency line southeast of the village. The Gannett Glacier crew will remain near town, and a team from Shagaluk will patrol about 100 feet from the edge of the burnout line. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.